Whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe the report of man or the report of the Lord? That's the topic of today's Daily Dose. You see, if you just look around, you don't have to look far. The world is full of bad news. I mean, just turn on the television, turn on the evening news. Well, actually, on second thought, don't do that. Don't turn on the news. You see, mankind, this broken world, is telling us that it's all falling apart, that the world's coming to an end. And it's saying it's coming to an end for things such as like climate change. Man's been telling us that we should fear viruses and lock ourselves up in our homes in order to stay safe. The world tells us that we're all victims and that we're all in need of help from the all-powerful government. You see, man's views of the future are bleak. They're bleak. That's the report of the world. You know, my dad recently received a bleak diagnosis from some emergency room doctors after my dad went in for some severe breathing issues that just came upon him all of a sudden, and it was scary. But anyway, these doctors, they were good doctors, man. They took care of him, the nurses, that the hospital did such a great job. Appreciate that so much. But their diagnosis, what they told my dad was, is that he had irreversible lung damage that would only get worse. My dad then checked out this diagnosis given to him by these doctors, and he looked on the web, and basically then he was told that this was irreversible. It was going to kill him unless he got a lung transplant in the very near future. So overnight, my dad found himself fighting thoughts that he was going to die very soon. However, is this the future that God has spoken over my dad? Was this diagnosis a word from the Lord? Was this prognosis from these doctors God's prognosis? Or did God have other plans? Did God have another word, another outcome, another future? Yes, he did. You see, after seeing specialists, a pulmonologist and a cardiologist just 2 days later, and after a whole lot of people praying in this church and other churches praying for my dad, the prognosis totally changed dramatically, and my dad was told that this would definitely not kill him and that it was not nearly as severe as originally declared. So to that, I say amen. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. But you see, it's easy to allow circumstances, what we see or hear, what others are saying or declaring. It's easy to allow those things to affect how we think and how we step into our future. Now, you remember those 12 spies that were sent out to the promised land? God already told them that the land was theirs. And at first glance, I mean, these spies looking at the land, it looked amazing. It was exciting for them. But then they saw the giants, and their whole outlook on life and on the future changed. And instead of seeing what God had planned, all they could see were the giants. And choosing to respond to what they could only see ended up robbing an entire generation of God's plans and promises for them. They wandered and died in the desert. You know, as soon as Caleb cried out, "Let's go take the land," as soon as he said that, the other 10 spies, the louder majority of the spies, talked about and rehearsed even more the reasons why we can't, it can't be done. See, just like people do, as soon as the masses of people heard the report of the majority, those 10 spies, I'll call them the mainstream media of the day, as soon as they heard that report, they believed them, the report of man, the report of these, of the world, if you will. They believed what was seen in the natural, and so the whole nation of Israel began to cry and complain before God about how he was going to bring them to death and destruction and all this stuff. But whose report were they believing? They'd already completely forgotten the report of the Lord, the promises of God, how he just delivered them out of slavery, death, destruction from Egypt. You see, in their minds, because of bad reports, they'd already chosen a future of going back and accepting a life living under the control of others, back to Egypt, where they were going to just accept the handouts of some cheap food and water, right? And instead of stepping in by faith into the promises that God had, the bigger things that God had, the real future that God had declared over them. And by the way, doesn't all of this sound a lot like what many are settling for today? Listening to progressive, socialist, leftist government leaders telling them that without the almighty government, without the government's help, they won't make it. And so they're believing this bleak report, believing that government is their provider, their protector, instead of God. And so believing that, they choose a future other than the future that God has planned for them. And they, just like the Israelites, they're just like, just give us some food, give us some water, give us a roof over our heads, give us a car, give us smartphones, and we'll bow down and serve you like you're our master. Forfeiting our inheritance, freedom, God's plans for us. It's sad, but it is. It's happening today right before our eyes with a generation. Oh, God, deliver us from that. May we fix our eyes on you. And so the question today goes back to this. Whose report will you believe? When things appear difficult in your life, when the diagnosis is dire, when your situation doesn't look like it's going to turn around and change, when you need a breakthrough in your life, when you need a miracle of God, whose report are you going to listen to? What will drive your thoughts? What will drive your expectations? Who will you listen to, God or man? Will you listen to the media and the news reporters and the report that they're giving you and what they're telling you is going to happen to you and your family? Or will you step out in faith and take back the land, take back the future, the purposes, the freedom that God has set before you? Here's what I choose. I will believe the report of the Lord. I will remember His goodness, His promises, His ability to turn things around. I will remember that God is sovereign. His plans are perfect. I will remember that no one can thwart the plans of the Lord. I will remember that the one who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. I will remember what Jesus said, that heaven and earth will pass away. But Jesus says that His words will never pass away, Matthew 24:35. I will remember and I will believe the report of the Lord. Join me in that. Let's believe what God has spoken.